I'm here with Robin Newell with Pioneer Hybrid. We're at the Pioneer Livestock Nutrition Center near Des Moines, outside of Johnston. And we're having a little media day here. Robin, what I'd like you to do, you gave the overview. You gave the introduction here, the long look, as you called it. Tell us a little bit about what you introduced here to the media.
Okay, the long look philosophy has been around a long time within Pioneer. And it really has four principles, and they've stood the test of time. And the first one is that we strive to create the best products. And that's really been a focus of our day here today. And we have talked about corn silage and the work that Pioneer is doing in corn silage product development. Pioneer has a largest program in corn silage development of any company. So we've really tried to increase the yield and the digestibility and focus in those two key areas. We're also talking about alfalfa, similar story there, increasing harvestable yield and increasing quality of alfalfa. And finally, we're talking about silage inoculants. And again, here we have these fiber technology platform products, which are increasing the digestibility of the forages available to the animals. So that first point of the long look was really about making the best products. Second point is dealing honestly and fairly with our constituents, be they customers, sales reps, stockholders, etc., employees, any of those groups. That's a cornerstone for Pioneer. Third point of the long look has to do with representing our products. We represent them fairly. We advertise vigorously, but without misrepresentation. So, and then the fourth point is helping our customers get the most from these products so that they can really see the full benefit as they use them in their operations. And we have some discussion of that here today, having to do with the nutritional use and helping growers get the most from better fermentation in silage, using best practices in putting up silage and forages.
Now, here at your research center, obviously you're testing your forages on animals. And another important point that you made was animal welfare, how important it is for you to make sure that the animals that you're testing are well taken care of. Tell us about that.
Well, since we have a lot of animals here, and animal performance is really one of the key things that we're trying to understand about how our products are influenced or bring influence to the dairy and in beef production, we feed these products through animals. We're looking for animal performance advantages. And so in order to make sure that our animals are treated well here, we have an animal welfare committee. So that animal welfare committee is composed of our animal handlers here at the Pioneer Livestock Nutrition Center, a member of the local clergy, and a veterinarian, and a ruminant nutritionist, a monogastric nutritionist. And it's really aimed at making sure that our animals, while they're here at the Pioneer Livestock Nutrition Center, have a good stay.
Well, and that's what really struck me, a member of the local clergy. Just tell me what that person does on this committee.
Oh, I think that person is just here to provide a good moral and ethical backbone to the committee. And while we have other experts in other areas that are also looking at, you know, the science of making sure these animals get fed well and taken care of well, that clergy member is also bringing that moral and ethical view.
Very interesting. I've never heard of that before, and I think that that's something that people really need to take that point into consideration. We're talking about animal welfare, and that you do take care of the animals just like our producers take care of them. All right. Thank you very much, Robin. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.